It's Gerard Mayo.
Just the other day, he came to the world in the usual way. And then I put him on the basketball team with me. We checked into the game and he only played 3 minutes. And he went 0 for 2, cause he shouldn't be in the league, Dad. I'm only in the league cause of you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon.
It's like KJ. I just freestyled that whole song.
It wasn't terrible.
It wasn't that. Wasn't
it was
that
no
bad.
Worse. Wasn't than that your bad at all.
Korean Open or whatever.
Than TT Po.
TT Po.
I'll come up with some sort of TT Po thing too.
Brian, feel free to merge that all together into one little clip of Arkan singing.
Let's not. We could burn that tape forever. Anyway, that is
tweet it.
Gerard Mayo feeling the heat a little bit, saying it's all about the Jets. Yeah, that's all we're talking about right now. This is all about Jets. We're on to New York. It's Jets week. We suck, and it's all my fault. 100%. That was one thing he wanted to get out there. He wanted to say that a lot today. This is my fault. I'm taking responsibility. It's not all on the players. It's on me. He's feeling the backlash from that more than anything else, I think.
Well, because Sunday night it was all on the players.
Exactly.
We're a soft football team. The one thing we haven't really discussed, the details of that, he was quoting Bill Belichick. I think that was lost here. And I didn't know it at the time when he said, when you can't stop the run, run the ball, and cover kicks, you're a soft team. And then when Bill was ripping him with Brady, Brady's like, we all know that a tough team is one that can run the ball, stop the run, and cover kicks.
Yep.
So clearly, that measurement right there was Belichickian. So Mayo was using Belichickian standards to decide what kind of team he had. He just went public with the way he felt his team was playing or was built. And I found that interesting. That was kind of, he was using Bill's own comment, Bill's own 10 or whatever you want, a barometer to measure a football team. And I thought that was interesting, which ended up backfiring on him and then ends up with Bill taking pot shots at him shortly thereafter. But it is very intentional, in my opinion. Well, first of all, the backtracking a day later, but then today was like martyr. He wanted to be a martyr.
Yeah.
Oh, it all comes down to me. I'm the head coach. It's all my responsibility. I'll take all the blame. I'm a big boy. I got big shoulders. I'm like Randy Moss. You put the earth on these shoulders. That whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit much. It's a bit performative.
I think it's very performative.
I've kind of grown annoyed by everything Mayo does.
I don't think Gerard Mayo is a, hey, it's all on me, it's all my fault type of guy. I don't think he believes that.
Yeah.
I think he's saying it because he thinks it's what you're supposed to say. I don't think he believes that. I think he's sort of here going, you know, this is not a great situation that I'm in. I'm doing my best, but it's not really working. And, yeah, I got a lot of guys here doing things, which, by the way, is part of the culture that you've created here. Is you've made a big show about that, too. I want these guys to express themselves.
Yep.
I want them to go to the media and talk to them. I don't care if they post things on social media. They can express themselves however they want. They're all men and blah, 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 blah. All that stuff is part of the culture that he created and has now gotten completely out of control. He's not controlling it.
No,
he has no control over what's going on. He hasn't had control of this team since camp.
Yeah.
When Matthew Judon was walking around punting footballs into the crowd. Like, he's never really had control of anything going on here. And if they were winning games, you know, they won that first game. I didn't think he was in control of the team. They won the game and everybody said, great, look at this. You won a game. The first game, look at this new head coach. And then the rest of the season happened and you realize, okay, they're not winning anymore. They're probably not going to win again. And this thing's completely off the rails.
And I actually don't know how hard it would be to try to fix. I don't know if it would work. They stink. So you can bench anybody you want.
Right.
You can fine anybody, you suspend anybody you want for conduct detrimental if you want to go down that road. Like, am I going to lose if I fine Kayshon Booty? No, I'm losing with Kayshon Booty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to be fair, he's made a couple nice plays over the last couple
weeks
on balls down the
field.
He's
your number one target, I'd say.
But and if they are honestly trying to lose, which I told you, I think this roster was built to not necessarily win by Elliott Wolf in the offseason. Either that or he's a terrible roster builder, one or the other. And I give him the benefit of the doubt and say he was not really all in on Bill. Well, if you get rid of a couple guys, doesn't that just help you get draft picks?
Yeah.
It almost gives you an excuse for the second half of the season. Well, he had to rein in the culture and he had to really discipline a few guys and, you know, therefore had to play practice squatters and that's why they lost. When in reality they lost because they were terrible from start to finish all season long. But he needs to do something. Something needs to be done either to him or beneath him. Right? Above his pay grade or below his pay grade, but something needs to be done.
Yep, agreed. There needs to be some sort of message sent here, and I don't know if he's keen on delivering it. I can tell you that the new Injury report is out for Jets week here.
Yeah, let's go. What do you got? Something good?
Full participants today were Drake May and Kendrick Bourne. They were on the list, both with knee injuries, but full participants.
That's good.
Limited were Kyle Duggar, Jonathan Jones, Michael Jordan, Marte Mapu, Sidy Sow, and Taki Taki. And the following players did not participate in today's practice. Curtis Jacobs, Anthony Jennings, Vidarian Lowe, Jalen Polk, who's apparently in the concussion protocol now, Layden Robinson, Ramondre Stevenson, and Keon White, all non-participants today.
That's not great.
Jennings, Lowe, Polk, Robinson, Stevenson, White. That's not good.
I don't know how much worse it can get, but that's not great.
No.
I certainly want Ramondre Stevenson out there, even though they couldn't run the ball at all last week. You'd be hopeful that they could get some ground game.
I wonder if they rushed them back.
It's a possibility.
You know?
Because he was did not practice. Remember, it was
DNP
Wednesday,
all week,
Thursday,
and then suddenly
yeah.
he's, oh, I'm in England, I can play now. And he goes out there, and he wasn't doing anything.
Yeah, he didn't play well, and now he can't practice again. So, circumstantially, it looks like you rushed him back.
617-779-7937. Let's go to Mark in Connecticut. Go ahead, Mark.
Andy, what's going on, pal?
What's up? How are you?
What am I, chopped liver over?
Not bad. But what I don't understand is, you know, DeAndre Hopkins was available, and, you know, Elliot Wolf, Gerard Mayo say, you know what, if we can make our team better, we'll go ahead and do it. Well, I think DeAndre Hopkins makes your team better because I think he would probably be your number one target, and it will help the offense and open up other players. What do you think the problem is, why they're not going after a good player?
It's a good question, Mark. Andy, he was addressing you, so go ahead and answer.
Yeah, and I'm gonna answer a different question. Like, I wouldn't really want DeAndre Hopkins. I don't think he really fits right now.
I wanted him with Mac a couple years
ago. No, I know.
I would have liked that.
And
yeah.
he was a good option, and he proved he had more left in the tank than I think some people thought he had left in the tank. Didn't he have back-to-back 1,000-yard seasons?
Yes.
He might have.
Yes, he did.
But I'm going to use this as a jumping-off point. I want Cooper Kupp. I think Cooper Kupp has something left. Cooper Kupp has been injured. True. Cooper Kupp costs money. Don't care. Have plenty. Right? So we just mentioned it. We talked about every receiver on this roster has done something dinky.
Yep.
Bring in Cooper Kupp, who is a, by all accounts, workhorse, prove people wrong, more talented Edelman, kind of. Mm-hmm. Like a bigger play Edelman.
Bigger, faster Edelman, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice in this room?
It would be if I thought that Cooper Kupp could stay on the field for more than a week at a time. I mean, I definitely think that, but yes.
But he can have value. Now,
absolutely.
It's not ideal. But
and it's a lot of money.
It isn't as much as you think. I looked at it. It's like $20 million, $20 million. Because a lot of the dead money has to go to them.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Okay.
The money is, he has a salary and then like a roster bonus. And I think it's like $19 million per year, $20 million per year. You've been saying all along, they have money. This year, next year, they have plenty of money. And I was only half joking when I said, trade for Cooper Kupp to be a leader in that room. Hopefully he stays healthy. Doesn't keep you from going to get T. Higgins. You're going to tell me Cooper Kupp, T. Higgins, and Pop Douglas doesn't sound like a nice trio of receivers for Drake May heading into his second season?
Sounds great.
That sounds awesome.
Compared to what you had, it sounds like the greatest show on turf.
And I know Shefty was sort of dismissive of the idea that Cooper Kupp, well, he was kind of dismissive of everything we brought up, but he was kind of dismissive of the idea that Cooper Kupp is going to be traded, but that rumor's out there to the point where Cooper Kupp is talking about it. He was quoted on it yesterday, and that's the guy I would go get. If you could trade... What did they get for Judon?
A third.
Third.
Yep.
I'll give you Atlanta's third right now for Cooper Kupp. It's an extra third. It's an extra chip I picked up.
Yeah.
And I think long term, that helps me more than Judon. It helps me hopefully salvage some of these young receivers. Javon Baker, right? Maybe Javon Baker can pick up something about being a professional from Cooper Kupp. And he adds depth. And you got Cooper Kupp for a cup. And I also don't remove the fact that if Cooper Kupp can stay healthy, he can catch a lot of balls.
Oh, yeah. If he's healthy, he's the top receiver in the league,
right.
I'd say. Absolutely.
So I'm not giving up on him contributing
He was in a Sean McVay offense. I don't know if he would be in an Alex Van Pelt offense. I think that matters,
too. This is a Drake May offense.
It is a true. We'll see
about
that. Yeah.
Forget Alex Van Pelt.
By the way,
May.
I'm getting chirped on Twitter right now. Arcan Ramondre Stevenson mispracticed for personal reasons. It said foot/NIR personal. So it can't be but. Like, I hate when they do that, when it's like foot, but also non-injury related. Well, is it the foot or is it a non-injury related thing?
Right.
And by the way, he missed all practice last week,
right.
And he was banged up last week, so you can believe that it was just personal reasons, the reason he wasn't there today. I'm going to assume that the foot had a lot to do with it, too.
Plus, they've been very weird with these over the course of...
Agreed.
I know we used to question Bill and how he might manipulate injury reports, but Joe Cardona had a calf, then they signed a long snapper... Then Mayo said he had a personal issue that we let him go deal with.
Right.
Well, did he have a calf or did he have a personal? And the same thing with Jabril Peppers.
Right.
Jabril Peppers had a calf. He's going to be inactive. And then we found out that he's actually probably in the police station right now. So is he inactive because of the calf or is he inactive because of the police? So there's been some gray areas with their injury report listings.
Yeah, there certainly has. Let's go to Tim in Hanover before the break. Go ahead, Tim.
What's up, gentlemen?
What's up?
Hey, I want to just say, man, Andy, I was listening to you yesterday about Mayo. I think you're right. Same with you, Ken. The thing is,
more me.
You had Wolf was appointed. I don't think Mayo, to be honest with you, I truly believe this. I don't think Mayo has the pull power on a lot of stuff. I think they've held him back. I think Mayo, he's by saying we, us, I believe so. He's not trying to rock the boat. But the thing is, you know what? He better stand on his own 2 feet and start making moves and start saying, hey, Alex, I want more passing done. I want this done. He better right the ship, because if not, a bus is going to roll him over and he'll be out and his future ain't going to be too bright. Because I'll tell you what, they're not going to get better, and they're not tanking because they don't have the team. They're going to play, and these guys will play, and they'll lose their games naturally because they don't have enough. You guys all know it. Everyone knows it. The fans are getting pissed off, and the microscope is getting tighter and tighter on everybody because they're not winning. If they were winning, they'd be eased up on the microscope, but they're going to keep going, man.
Yeah, Tim, thanks for the call. I think you're onto something there, and I think you're right about the first part of what you said for sure. There's no one here with any sort of prestige. There's no one here with any kind of resume. Nope. There's no one who can say, hey, you know what? We should do it my way because it worked here, 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 and here. The only one who's even close to that is someone like Ben McAdoo, who was a good offensive coordinator and got something out of Eli there at the end, but then when they made him the head coach, he was a train wreck. So it's like he's your most resumed guy. That's it. That's the only one. Everybody else is doing their job for the first time ever. They have nothing to fall back on, and no one really in their ear who can tell them, hey, this is the way. This is something that's worked for me in the past. You can try it this way. We can try it that way, and maybe we'll have something here. They just don't have any of that anywhere in the building. It's just, the cupboard is completely empty.
You made me rethink that a little bit too, because earlier I suggested maybe McAdoo needs to be more involved. Maybe he needs to impart his wisdom, his experience, because as you said, he has the resume. What if he's been involved? What if he's been imparting his wisdom and his experience? What if he is the one who said, hey, Gerard, we got pushed around today. You should go out there and say the team is soft. And then that had to be covered up. Maybe he's part of the problem. Maybe he has been advising Mayo, and maybe it hasn't been working.
Maybe. I mean, that's entirely possible.
Right, we don't know what he does.
Brian just posted the video of me singing the TT Post song, which I did not consent to. I didn't think that was a good idea to post.
I think
that,
you consented when you sat in that chair and started.
I did. I didn't think that was a clip that we should emphasize, that we should put out there into the internet.
I don't know where you get that idea.
That's, I don't know about that one. Anyways, here we go. It's out there now.
People will love it.
I don't know what you were just talking about. Anyway, 617-77, I don't think so. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Here's Jackson to tell you what's trending, and we'll come back with another look at a really, really good night for the Boston Celtics down on Causeway Street. The banner goes up, and all the shots went down. That's coming up right after Jackson tells you what's trending.